Attention, adulterers. Tonight is your night as Coldplay will be at Nissan Stadium.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Coldplay. Yes, they're in concert tonight at Nissan Stadium. So if you're having an affair and you're desperately trying to get caught, this is your moment tonight.
Calling all cheaters.
If you're suspicious and not very trustful of your husband or wife, and they say, I've got to work tonight.
Yes, I got to work late.
I would, you know, maybe hire a private investigator to wait for them at Gate C and see if they're walking in with somebody from work.
Sit on the pedestrian bridge and look at the big screen and see.
That's right. You'll be able to see it from there. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go to the actual concert. Just watch it from there.
Yeah.
Oh, idea for merch. That they sell at the tables out in the concourse. Mm-hmm. We're married. The like hands point to each other.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
We're not cheaters.
Kind of like the I'm with stupid shirt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you think is going to like have the most longevity? So a while ago, there was the kiss cam where it was like siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
So you guys
awkward
remember that?
Awkward moments, yeah.
So do you think this is going to top that, or do you think the sibling one will reign?
I think this is the biggest.
Yeah. Because, like, lives and families got ruined.
Yeah.
For a limited time, yeah.
Yeah. Companies got ruined.
Yeah.
There's, like, all kinds of stuff in this one. And it was the one thing, like, we could unite around that wasn't something that divides us.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Nobody died.
That's universally not cool to
career-wise, they died, but not in real life.
Yeah. I even think, like, guys who are, and girls, too, who cheat will say cheating's bad.
Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, like, weirdly, this is something I've studied because my wife and I do marriage enrichment kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
And unless you're just the serial cheater that all you do is cheat, nobody who's in a cheating relationship thought they would get there. Like, it happens. It's a thing that happens over time.
Yes.
And then there's problems that lead to that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, I'm in this situation that they seemingly can't get out of.
Right.
But if you have got there, then, you know, go to the Coldplay concert tonight.
Yeah, right.
And they do warn you now that, hey, we're about to turn the cameras on you guys.
Yeah.
So you want to go ahead and dive under your seats now.
Which is funny, too, because, like, then people can record people distancing themselves from each other.
Right, which also looks suspicious.
Is that evidence?
Yeah. The girl who posted the video came out and said, I didn't get any money from it. Like, the video wasn't monetized.
Right.
I was taking the video to see if I would be on it. Yeah, that would be messed up if you did get it. Like, if you got a ton of money from it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Right.
Then every influencer in the world is going to be going to every concert, videoing everything.
Oh, gosh, I know.
You look suspicious. You two look... You look like you're in, you know, some kind of illicit relationship.
Yeah, he has a ring. She doesn't.
So, there you go. They're working on the new Nissan Stadium.
Yeah.
And I guess they're back to work now after they shut things down for a little while.
Yeah, for days they didn't have anybody there because they found a noose hanging on the work site.
Yeah, somebody put up a rope.
Obviously a threat. It's a public threat. You know? So the construction people, the people, the Tennessee Builders Alliance is offering a $250,000 reward for anybody giving information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever put a noose up at the job site.
Huh.
I guess they're doing an investigation with their private investigators and Metro Police.
And people were asking, well, aren't there cameras around? But it's actually under construction, so probably not.
Yeah, the whole work site changes every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so, $250,000, that's a pretty good reward.
It's huge.
It is. I mean, $250,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just for telling people what your friend did
and
was wrong
and
nasty and something we don't like associated with our city.
Right.
Right.
It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the punishment for that? Like, if this person gets reported,
I have no idea.
Yeah, because are they breaking? I keep saying he, more wanting to say he.
Right.
Would they be breaking the law?
I don't know.
I don't know
if that's considered a
gray area.
Public threat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it just like they get fired
because
if they were on the work site, maybe they worked there.
Yeah, that's
and they lose their job.
Yeah,
that's true. Because in my mind too, I'm like, okay, so this person gets reported. But then what happens after that? If they're not an employee, well, then they'll probably get fired from a whatever job they're working at, because who would want that employee?
I don't know. It must be against... I'm no lawyer. Gee, Jim, it really sounded like you were. No, it didn't. I'm not sure. But if Metro's looking into it, you know, it must be... There's got to be some penalty.
It's probably trespassing, too, because I'm sure they did it at non-working
probably
hours.
Probably during, in the middle of the night or something like that,
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, science has weighed in on at what age, the minimum age, to give a child a cell phone.
Okay.
They're saying 13 is perfect. If you do it before 13, then they're going to have issues with depression and emotional instability later in life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of course, if you already gave your 8-year-old a cell phone, you can't really put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, a blue mozzarella stick. Would you order it? They're serving them now at Disneyland. They have a celebration of the Fantastic Four movie that's coming out.
So everything's going to be blue.
So, yes, the breading is blue. The mozzarella inside is just regular.
That does not look good.
It's it's a little nasty looking.
It doesn't look like it would taste right.
Yeah, right. It kind of looks like there would be some sort of flavor to it.
It looks like a dessert, and there should be ice cream inside.
Yes.
But it's cheese.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I love mozzarella sticks, but I don't know. So quarterback Will Levis for the Tennessee Titans has said that he is going to have season-ending surgery on his shoulder. He got an injury, I guess, like last year and put it off. So he'll miss this whole season. I don't know if it's because there's a number one draft pick.
I think, he probably would have had the season off anyway.
Right.
I might as well get that taken care of.
Yeah, he's probably seeing the writing on the wall with these, like, practices and stuff. So, good
cop-out. Because he doesn't need corrective surgery to hold a clipboard.
Right, he can sit and sling on the sidelines and be fine and still get a great paycheck. So,
we went out to dinner with friends. And we were talking with them. They're like really good dog owners, our friends. Like, they're just excellent at it, right?
Yeah.
And we're just like, even though we've had dogs all our lives, we're just terrible at it.
I'm sure that's not true.
But, so like we have, a trip coming up where we're going to be away for a few days. And, my wife was talking to our friends about it. And they said, so have you booked your time at the boarding place? And all that stuff. She's like, nope, we done none of it. We're just helpless losers. We don't have it. And I said, yeah, I already did that. Nope, we're not doing it. And we don't even have his shots done. I said, I have an appointment on Tuesday. Nope, we just don't. Not a single thing. I said I did it. Nope, I think we're just completely unprepared. I did it. I already did that.
Nope. So have you guys been married long enough where she just doesn't hear the frequency of your voice?
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think
it's years and years of tuning you out has been successful.
And like, really, I mean, is it really that important that our friends, like, know that I did the stuff she's claiming we've never done? Not really. Mm. But here's the thing. I screw up so much stuff, I own it.
Yeah.
Let me have the one thing.
Right. Let me have my one success.
Right.
So don't throw me under the bus for that. You have so many others to choose from.
Right. And you're around people who are, like, good at it. So you're like, oh, yeah, this is my shining moment to, like, be a good dog dad.
I nailed this.
I got this.
These people will be impressed that I thought ahead about this.
Yeah. And it's like, you're lying. Like, I did do it. Like, I would be mad too of like, don't embarrass. It's a difference between like, don't embarrass us and make us look bad versus like, no, I did it though. Like, it's done.
But I did it. Yeah. Right. Like, no, we're not in a really bad situation. Like, it's taken care of.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I know. It's one of those things. Like, I just couldn't let it sit out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she still has heard me. But we're set.
You're talking. She just hears Charlie Brown's teacher. I did it.
Or maybe she's like, she knows you have it scheduled, but she's waiting for you to like forget to take him or something.
I don't know. Mm. Like, I always do it. Like, she's like, oh, I can help you do all that stuff that you didn't do. I did it. I can give you, I got, you know, I think I downloaded the app. I did it once. And I'm like, I already did it. I already have the app. I've already
all
taken
covered.
Care of it. So if you really need help, I can help you with that. Like,
oh, shit. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
This is a sweet story. So there's a social media creator out there. His name is Zachary, with a last name I'm not going to try and butcher.
Okay.
But he surprises strangers with gifts for their generosity. So it's, you know, one of those, like,
You paid it forward and now we're going to reward you.
Yeah. So he gave some money to a man named Peter, and Peter then gave that money to other people as well. So he just kind of like kept giving stuff back.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, saw this and was like, oh my gosh, this man's amazing. What can I do to help? Well, it turns out Peter, the man, has a grandson who's like his mom struggles with addiction. So Peter has taken in his grandson. And they kind of live in like a rundown trailer. So Bunny and Jelly Roll bought him a brand new trailer to live in with his grandson.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And then he ended up giving his trailer to a homeless man, like, in their area, I guess, too. So he's, like, still paying it forward after all this, like, good. You know, that's what happens. Like, the more you do good, the more good comes to you, I believe.
Yeah, totally.
But just a really cool testament to, like, again, Jelly Roll and Bunny and how amazing they are.
Mm-hmm.
But how helping people can really help change the world, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Need more of that.
Yeah.
I know. All right, I like that story.
Yeah.
It takes my mind off the fact that outside smells like a wet tent.
Oh, my God, you're so right.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
So Dolly Parton was at the opening preview for her Dolly a Dream, or a true original musical in Nashville. But she had a warning for the crowd.
And they said to turn off all the stuff, including you. They said every time you hear a song you know that you're going to want to sing along. Well, don't. This ain't no hood, Nanny.
She said, well, don't. And I do love that. I feel like nothing ruins a movie or something than people.
Yeah, we paid to see them sing it, not you.
Yeah, like I can't imagine watching Wicked in theaters and hearing everybody sing.
It's the Woody and Jim show. Thanks for being here with us. This is pretty relatable. I think we've all had a deal with sleepy texts. You know, maybe it's a reminder you put on your phone, and then you look at it later and go, "What did I mean by that?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where you're just like, "What was I thinking while I was really, really tired or drunk?"
Yeah.
or you'd had Ambien or, you know, Unisom or something like that.
Yeah, it feels like a dream.
Yeah. I actually left a message on my phone that popped up this morning, and I had to look at it and go, what does that mean? And I looked at it, and it actually just had two words, Sparrow Superman.
What?
And, you know, because you put, like, words in there, and you're hoping it's going to trigger a memory or, you know, remind you about something. But I was looking at it this morning going, like, what did I mean by that? Or did somebody do that on my phone as a joke?
My phone?
Do you know what? Have you figured out what your message meant?
No, I still have no idea where it came from.
Oh, okay. That's so strange.
Throw it out there to everybody. What were the words?
Sparrow Superman.
Wow.
Like Sparrow spelled like the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Superman spelled like Superman.
Was it something to do with the bird video you guys got? The bird camera?
Yeah, maybe. You guys do have they've got a Woody and his girlfriend. Yeah, we got a camera in the birdhouse.
That might have had something to do with it, but I don't know how Superman ties in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he looks like Superman.
Yeah. It sounds like code words a Secret Service would give, like the people they're in charge of.
Yeah, like
Sparrow's in the building. Yeah, Superman,
Sparrow's in the building. You know, have somebody who's holding the football.
Yeah.
I always get text messages in the middle of the night because we go to bed way earlier
than anyone
else. And so I'll wake up and I'll see them, but I won't want to respond because I'm nice and I don't want to wake people up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, 2 o'clock in the morning.
When I wake up. And so I'll have the intention of responding to them when I get up and then completely forgetting about it.
So I have, like, you know, 700 alarms set every morning.
Yeah.
And what's the one at 3:45 say?
Grab Mike.
grab Mike.
Do you know somebody named Mike that you had to grab?
No. For some reason, when I was really tired, I made a code word. It was, it's like a reminder. Oh, take your medicine, my allergy stuff and all that stuff. Like, take it as early as possible so, like, I can start getting relief.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to put medicine in my alarm.
Okay.
So I just took another M word. It took me about two days to remember what I did. But now when it says grab Mike, I go straight to the Zizol.
All right. So, yeah.
Straight to the Zizol.
Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Hey, it's Gender Wars time. Brought to you by Structure Group, our friends doing remodeling, indoor, outdoor. They built my new fence. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. All right, we have Kimberly and Steven, both in Nashville on the line. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Let's do a get acquainted question. We'll start with you, Kimberly. What would you do if you had an extra hour in the day?
I would sleep.
Sleep.
What about you, Steven? What would you do if you had an extra hour?
I'd play more games with my son.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use in the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Kimberly, did Michael Jordan win all his NBA championships with the LA Lakers, the Miami Heat, or the Chicago Bulls?
The Bulls.
The Bulls.
Nice.
Good job. Good start.
Okay, Steven, did the movie 21 Dresses star Anne Hathaway, Sandra Bullock, or Katherine Heigl?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. No. I almost said yes.
You sounded Katherine like Heigl. You knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Katherine Heigl.
Oh, I get them mixed up.
All right, Kimberly. Police Commissioner James Gordon helps fight crime with what superhero? We need an answer.
All right.
Running out of time. Looking for Batman.
Steven, you're still in the game. You can tie it up here.
You book a threading appointment. What part of your body will they work on?
Your eyebrows.
Yes.
Eyebrows.
Wow. Okay.
Good job. You tied it up. Okay, Kimberly, how is a Hemi engine different from a regular car engine?
Are you cutting out again?
Are you at a blacksmith shop?
More horsepower?
No, it's a diesel engine. It's a diesel engine. That's what's different.
Okay. I didn't know that, Kimberly. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, me either. I knew it was more powerful, but I guess I didn't know why.
Okay, that means you can win it with a correct answer here, Steven.
All right, Steven, what do you call a single diamond set alone in a ring?
Out of time.
It's a solitaire.
Solitary
confinement.
I'll say yes. Engagement ring.
All right. Tied at one, we settle this with name that song lyrically. Up to five lines from a song. How many will you need to name it, Kimberly?
Four.
She says four.
All right. Steven, you want to do less than four?
I'm going to say five. I don't listen to music that much.
Well, you can't. You have to go down instead of up.
Okay, can you do it in
three?
Three.
All right, okay. Three.
You want to do it in less than three, Kimberly?
Two, yeah.
Okay, she says two.
Okay.
You want to try it with one, Steven?
No.
Make her do it?
All right, you get two lines, Kimberly. That's all you get. You got to give us the title of the song. Here it comes.
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you.
Hungry like the wolf.
Hungry
yes!
like the wolf is
Woo!
Right.
The sister wins.
You got
all right.
it.
Kimberly, you and everyone at the blacksmith shop can celebrate. <'Cause you won.
laughs> Oh, nice job. We've got some prizes, a certificate of gratification for you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We invite you to join our conversation about children. Are they sweet little baby angels or little demon spawns?
Yeah. Who lie. It's really about lying, this whole thing.
It is, pretty much, yeah.
You know, we've seen some people that have said, like, oh, no children lie. They're innocent little beings until they are corrupted by life and, you know, other people.
But children lie all the time.
Yeah.
This came up a couple weeks ago. We were watching a movie, and somebody said that, like, on the screen. You know, like, oh, no, there's no reason this little child would lie.
Yeah,
she's only, like,
so
5
truthful.
Years old. And my daughter, who, you know, is in her 20s now, she's like, oh, yeah, kids, they're all liars.
Oh, yeah.
She's It's like, I was one, and I was a babysitter. They're all liars. Mom said I could put on all her makeup and throw it across the floor.
That's right.
Yeah, like there's kids lie.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I don't know, they got to get past a certain age. It's like their heads are just full of pudding for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can be manipulative that with their lies. That's where it gets dangerous, where it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I remember one time my daughter said something to me. I'm like, that's not true. And she would like say to my wife that I said something and like, I didn't say that. That is a complete lie.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I say that? And my wife was like, not sure. Like, well, I don't know. Why would she lie? Until she overheard my daughter saying something to me and then came to my wife and said that the conversation went a completely different way. And she's like, no, I overheard the conversation. That was not what you said.
Yeah, they start to like pit you and your wife against each other. And you're like, dude.
They love that. Mm-hmm. They're in the power position. They say, Dad said, no, I didn't.
Yep. We had a lot of people comment on our social media post that we put out asking. And most everybody was like, no, they were awful. Or, you know, one person was like, well, they were great as kids and now they're heathens. Like,
yeah, or you don't find out till later about the lies they were telling you when they were little kids.
Right.
But now that it's, you know, I guess the, you know, statute of limitations has run out. Yeah. So I can tell you the truth now, what we really did.
Somebody even said, I'm pretty sure all kids have horns. What do you think holds their halos in place?
Oh, see, that's it.
Yeah.
They can be angels and devils at the same time.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we doing the rest of the day?
I've got to bring Wally to the vet today, get his vaccinations. And Gina's laughing because earlier I just went off. In fact, my wife said it wasn't done, and I said, I've got it covered.
Nobody did it. Nobody did it.
Then everybody's coming over for dinner and a movie tonight.
Oh, very cool.
Ooh, who's picking?
My daughter's turn.
All right.
Nice.
Cool.
I got to go to the grocery store, run a couple of errands, and then the head of HR here at the company has invited me to the Coldplay concert tonight. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go. He may be very disappointed. Actually, I have no idea who it is. Gina, what you doing?
I have a meeting, and then I'm going to try to go to Costco to get some like pregnancy food.
All right.
Is there a special section?
No, there's just snacks that I'm trying to get. It's easier to eat snacks than it is to eat food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like meals.
Obviously, I've been pregnant my whole life then, because that's easy for me, too.
Yeah. So just quick little things to eat is easier. So
very cool.
We'll see.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.